Hello, friends. Before we begin today's lecture, I want to let you know about my Unlock God Mode experience and the special May 2024 cohort that we're going to be doing this upcoming month. Unlock God Mode is a unique 10-hour audio course that invites you on a powerful journey of awareness, intention, consciousness, and manifestation. Inside the course, you'll be taught powerful tools and manifestation frameworks to help you unlock the next level of your reality, uplevel your creation skills, deepen your relationship with yourself, and develop a limitless mind, and also tap into absolute faith and trust in the divine. We are about to begin the May 2024 Unlock God Mode cohort. So for anyone who joins Unlock God Mode this week, you will be added to the May 2024 group coaching calls. These are bonus weekly group calls with me and other members of the group, and I'll only be doing them this May. Also, as a bonus, for those that join this week, you'll receive a one-on-one personal coaching call with me to help you with any challenges or goals that you have. So head over to unlockgodmode.xyz or use the link in the show notes to lock in your spot in the Unlock God Mode experience. For those that join, this will be an extraordinary, life-changing, transformative experience for you, and I'm so excited to have you in the group. I hope to see you inside the course, and now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip, what to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. So I had an amazing mushroom trip last night, and so many lessons, so many downloads came up. And one of the main lessons was the power of surrender. So I thought I'd share with you some of the things I learned. I think so many of our problems in life is due to us trying to control the outcome, trying to control the way things happen, how they happen, the timeline that they happen in, and not surrendering enough to life, not surrendering to the trust and the faith that things will work out for your highest good. If you think about manifestation, and the best manifestations that have happened in your life probably came about as a result of surrender. You set forth the intention, but then the way it came around and the timing of it was so synchronistic and so divine and so better than you could have expected that there's no amount of control that you could have done to engineer it to happen that way. It had to come from life itself. And I think that lesson applies not only to manifestation, but in general, in everything, that where we get the most stuck in life might be when we are trying to control too many variables. We've lost sight of the importance of surrender. And so what does that mean? What does surrendering mean? I really explored this on the mushroom trip yesterday. Surrendering means trusting the universe, trusting God, trusting yourself, trusting reality itself, that everything is going to work out. Yes, take action. Yes, take inspired action. Make intentions. Set goals. You know, be intentional about your life. But at the end of the day, the way that it unfolds, there's a part of you that has to surrender for your manifestation to come through, for your dreams and desires to appear. Because if you are still in that control mindset, you're actually blocking the very thing you want from coming to you. You're not receiving it. And I have to say, when I read these words in other books, like there's books that talk about how you have to receive abundance, you have to surrender, all of that didn't resonate with me at the time because I didn't get it on a visceral level. And somehow the mushroom trip yesterday really opened things up and really unblocked that for me. And I understood finally what surrender means. It's that feeling of divine flow and divine inspiration that you just know things are going to work out all right. And they do. You don't have to try to make things happen. You intend, you set out the intention, and you act on impulse. You're guided to everything that you want. This reminds me of when I did ayahuasca, and the first 2 months after my ayahuasca journeys were some of the most in-the-flow states of my life. There was a healthy level of detachment that I felt from reality, and there was a sense of pure trust in the universe. And that combination of the trust in the universe and the detachment, what today I would call surrender, I had fully surrendered to reality. And so I was just flowing with it, following the signs, following my inspiration, following the guidance that was coming up moment by moment, but not demanding a specific result in a specific time frame. Those 2 months were some of the most magical, most beautiful months of my life, right after the ayahuasca. And I think it's because the ayahuasca and other plant medicines, they open us up to that surrender, to that flow, to that trust. They reinvigorate the faith in something greater than ourselves. And so then it shows up in our life in beautiful synchronicities and good luck and things flowing harmoniously. And then, of course, life happens, things happen in life, and you lose that faith for a little bit. You lose that trust. You become a little bit more disconnected. You start believing in secondary powers, that something outside of you has power over your circumstances, rather than the primary power of God, of trusting the universe, trusting that God has it figured out and he's got you. He's taking care of you. And so when we become disconnected from that, as it happened with me, after 2 months, certain things came up in my life and I lost that magic state for a while because I gave in to the 3D. I started believing more in the power of the 3D than the power of the 5D, the power of God, the power of magic, the power of things working out exactly how they should work out. And now, looking back at it, I understand that that was surrender. That the magic I felt in those 2 months, it was that pureness of surrender, of total trust in the universe, total trust that you're going to figure it out, you're taken care of, things are working out for you. Despite the appearances, despite what the 3D might be showing you, things are working out. There's a certain level of conviction that needs to be there. You have to believe and truly believe that things are working out for you. Otherwise, it won't really work. You can't fool the universe. You either feel it or you don't. You're either in the state of surrender and faith and trust, or you're in the state of doubt. And if you're feeling doubt, that's not surrender. And so the last couple of days, I've been feeling a little off in my vibe, and I did a mushroom trip, and it just plugged me right back into that state of flow, plugged me right back into that faith and that trust and the surrender piece of it. And I actually set the intention right before I did the mushrooms. I set the intention of, I want this trip to remind me of who I am, re-nourish my faith, re-nourish my vision, reinvigorate that trust and that faith that I know I have had multiple times in my life, but that I've become a little disconnected with. And the mushrooms delivered. They so delivered. This is the power of intention, right? When you set intentions right before your trip, you're gonna find that they come true. Exactly what you asked for shows up. Man, it was such a magical trip, and there are so many lessons that I'll share in further videos, but that key lesson of surrender, surrender to life, even when things are going wrong, or they seem to be going wrong, remind yourself that this is an illusion. That the real you is perfectly safe and that your trying to control things isn't helping at this point. You've got to let go of the steering wheel just a little bit. How do we surrender? If you're feeling doubt in yourself, in reality, in your vision, in your purpose, you've lost faith, you've become disconnected, how do you reclaim that? How do you find that magical state again? I think surrender is the first step is, first of all, stop doing anything that is not inspiring to you and just chill for a second. Just chill. You don't have to chill forever. I know we all have obligations. We have things we need to do and things that we've promised to do and all that. But as much as possible, if you're going through a tough time and nothing's working, things are going sideways, your vibe is off, just chill. Do nothing. Meditate. Go to nature. Go for a walk. And allow yourself at least 1 hour a day of pure surrender. No expectations. No needing to control the outcome of anything. Just go for a walk for the sake of going for a walk. Lie down in your bed and meditate without any expectation, just for the sake of experiencing non-attachment, and feel yourself surrendering to life. It's a little bit like sleeping. When you go to sleep at night, in order for you to fall asleep, you have to surrender. You cannot control yourself falling asleep. And if you're too agitated and too wound up and overthinking, you're going to have a restless night. You're not going to fall asleep. And if you're trying to fall asleep, it's not happening, right? But if you just let go and you surrender, that's when you fall asleep. That's when the flow takes you. And I encourage you to think of the same way in waking life, that if you surrender in your waking life to the flow that's already there and the forces that are already guiding you, but that you might not be able to see right now because you're so caught up in trying to control things. If you surrender to the flow that's already there, you will find yourself guided into better and better circumstances. Now, this requires some faith and this requires some trust. But if you look back at your life, the moments in your life where you've had the most flow, the most magic, the most inspiration, see if you can link that to a state of surrender, a state of detachment, and a state of trust. And you'll probably find that you had that state in you during those times. The last time that you had that flow state, probably you had a healthy level of detachment to the outcome. You had the trust in something bigger than yourself guiding you, and you surrender to it. Now, surrender doesn't mean you don't take action. What it means is you take the most inspired action in each moment. You take the next most natural step. You take the next piece of guidance, the next clue that's on your path. But if none of your actions have been working out, that's where I recommend doing nothing for a little bit, just to let the waters calm down. You know, it's like when you have a lot of ripples in a pond, the water is murky. So you've got to just chill out for a sec and let the stillness, let all the sediment in the pond drift down. Let the clarity, the pureness of the water show up. From that place, you'll be able to make the next right move and the next right decision. But for that, you need to surrender. You need to surrender and trust. Now, this admittedly is easier said than done if you're in a pretty bad state. This is where mushrooms might help. This is where psychedelics might help, because they can unblock that aspect of you that is blocking the abundance, blocking the blessings, blocking the synchronicities, and not seeing the bigger picture of your life. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the details and the way we think things should be, we forget that there is a whole world of miracles out there and a whole world of opportunity. And allow the universe to surprise and delight you. Allow surprises to exist in your universe. Because when you control things too much, what you're essentially communicating to the universe, the simulator, the hologram, what you're communicating is, I don't trust you enough to bring me my desires, so I'm just going to do everything myself. I'm going to control every aspect of this because I don't trust you to deliver. Have you ever seen that with someone you work with, where they give you a job to do, or you give them a job to do, but you don't trust them to do the job right? So you're micromanaging them and you're controlling them, and they're not actually able to bring the best of themselves to the work because they feel like all the creativity has been sucked out of the project. So in the same way, don't suck out the creativity of the universe. Leave a gap for the universe to step in and work its magic. When you step back from needing to control everything, and you allow that space for the universe to step in, that's where the magic starts happening. You're allowing room for surprises. You're allowing room for creativity. You're allowing room for magic. You're allowing room for synchronicity. You're allowing room for good luck. You're allowing things to come to you in ways you did not expect, but that are far more pleasing to you than anything you could have conjured up on your own. So trust, surrender. And again, this doesn't mean that you do absolutely nothing in your life. If you're looking for a balance between surrendering and control. I think the healthy balance is an intention. So you control your mind, you control your intentions. You're very deliberate about what you think and what you intend. And you make your intentions very clear to the universe. And you take inspired action when it shows up. When you get the ping, the calling to do something, you do it right away. That's your part. You control your intentions and you follow the guidance that comes up. The surrender part is you leave room for the universe to step in and work through you, to give you that guidance, to give you those clues, to give you the synchronicities. So that is the balance, I think, that we're all seeking. So it's not controlling the 3D and keeping your hands on the steering wheel so tightly that the car of your life actually isn't able to drive that smooth because you're so anxious and you're holding onto the steering wheel so tightly. So relax your grip a little bit. You still got your hands on the steering wheel. You still know where you're going. You got your intentions. But you're allowing the sights and the landscapes around you to inspire you. You're taking the detour. You're taking the detour through the mountains. Allow yourself to enjoy that rather than trying to figure out this ultra straight line from A to B and not considering that there might be an even better way, an even better route to your goals and to your dreams and to your desires. So I hope that's helped someone. I hope that you've gotten some wisdom from this, because for me, when I received this lesson on the mushrooms, it was so helpful and it came at such the right time. And I wanted to post this video right after the mushroom trip so that anyone who needs to hear this message can receive it now and can work with it and surrender. Surrender to life, surrender to what is, and surrender to what is coming up. Find that flow. So if you're feeling inspired to surrender more to life, just step back today a little bit. Become a little bit more detached from your immediate pressing concerns and just zoom out a little bit. Take a breather, take a walk, go do something for the soul that has nothing to do with your goals and allow yourself to experience that state of flow. And from that state of flow, magic will happen. I hope that's helped you. Thank you for listening. And if you want to connect with me or send me a message, go to jameszander.com. I have a newsletter there. I'd love to hear from you and hear your stories of trust in the universe and surrender and faith. And hit me up. Much love, and I'll see you in the next video. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve.
If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.